Hello?
Oh, hi, is that Jason?
Yeah, this is
Sorry,
Jordan.
Jordan, my bad. It's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for asking. Have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's good. I think you said you were going away, right?
Yeah, I had a bachelor party this weekend, so...
Oh, nice. That's great. I was just giving you a quick call with regards to your Yelp ads. We've set everything up on our side. We're just waiting for Yelp to grant you access, so then you can log into the app and on desktop as well. So as soon as that's done, I will let you know.
They sent me something. Let me see, because I logged in on my app.
Oh, okay.
So I can see like my homepage and all that. I don't know if it's the right thing or
yes
what, but.
Yeah, it should be. So if you go in there, just let me know when you're in, then I can see where.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay, so I'm sorry, the app, I just need to download the app again. It just went off my phone for some reason, but at the bottom, is that like where it's got like inbox and stuff like that?
Yeah, it says home, Yelp ads, biz info, inbox, notifications, and more.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so inbox is where the message leads will come through, and you'll be notified when they come through as well, and then you can respond to them there. Now, what I wanted to say is I added, so with Yelp you can upload pictures, but then you also get like a portfolio where you can put like specific job pictures in. So I did do that, and I've added some descriptions, but I just think if you want to have a look when you have a moment, just to make sure all is okay and you're happy with what you can see. So I'll just tell you where, I'll just guide you to it. Sorry, I'll just check on the app quickly where you can go exactly for that. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so you see where it says biz info at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay, if you click there, and then it should say categories and service, and then if you scroll down a bit more, it says portfolio.
Yep.
Okay. So, and you can see there's four. Can you see the different portfolios there already?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, that can be changed.
Well, hold on 1 second. There's a, I see customer training city wall. Okay, maybe that's just the description. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's, okay. I see four pictures, yes.
Yeah, so the idea about portfolio is you can either focus each portfolio on your services and add pictures from multiple jobs there, or what you can do, if you have a job that you complete where you've got like a really good before and after picture, you can make that its own portfolio. You can do it on this app here, or you can send it to us and we can do it, just as long as we know what we should be saying. So I've used descriptions that I've researched for the pictures, but if there is something that needs to be changed there, you can just let me know. I think you're able to change it there yourself as well. Now, so if you just have some time to go through that, that would be great. What I wanted to mention with the pavers, because you mentioned you don't do concrete or masonry, right? So we haven't put that category, because normally for pavers we would put that category on the page, but when I was speaking to our Yelp rep, the problem is if we put that category on your page, you're likely going to, some concrete leads will fall through or come through, which you don't want. So we have updated the categories on the page, so to take away the concrete masonry one for what we think would work. So we're also going to monitor it as well, because obviously you only do the interlocking pavers. So we're going to monitor it to see how it goes, to see if we need to like exclude more keywords or include more keywords, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's something that I'm leaning on you guys to tell me, like whatever you
yes.
think performs the best. So
yeah,
I have no idea what I'm doing with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. So that's why we're monitoring it, because it is something where we don't want you to be getting leads for masonry and concrete when that's not something that you do. We'll monitor and see how everything goes as we've launched it now. But if you don't mind just having a look at those portfolios, you can tweak it, or if you want me to tweak it, that's fine, just let us know. And I'm glad you're in the app already, so that's great. That means that it's basically sorted, and then when the first lead comes in, you'll get notified on your phone, and you can reply to it there in the inbox.
Okay.
And some of them will have their phone number that they leave for you to call back, and some of them won't, it just depends. And yeah, I think we already went over just the importantness of the responsiveness as it does show on the ad, and everything like that. And yeah, do you have any questions for now, or?
I think I'm good.
Okay, no worries. Well, you can call back or message whenever you whenever you do. And yeah, like I said, we'll be monitoring. And if I want to make some changes that I think you should just approve first, I will be calling you just to make sure that's fine. But otherwise, we've set up with the best practices that we've been given for the Yelp rep for your business. So we'll see how everything goes and layers with them if we need to make some changes as well.
Okay. And
okay.
And I'm looking in the app now. Hold on, it's gonna
yeah.
be down for a bit, but it's giving me like a to-do list. So I just get all that figured out and just take a look at everything.
Oh, that's weird because it's not giving me a to-do list anymore. It might be because I just finished. What is it saying that in?
It says reminders, like review your page setup, and it says fitness page setup. Like, do I need to do any of that stuff? And it says
okay.
app service offering.
Let me see here. You shouldn't have to add anything. Everything has been done that I can see. It says service offerings, right? I'll check that out now. But no, you shouldn't need to do anything there. If there is something that you want to change, though, of course you can. But there isn't anything to be done. So I'm just looking at the overview now. There isn't anything right now. So it's just saying service areas. Is that the only thing it's asking you to do?
Let me see. I don't think I said anything about service areas. It said, service offering, add service offering.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I've done that. I have done the service offering. So I think because when you don't have many of them selected, because there's like only specific things that you do, it sometimes wants you to do more. That's why I said we'll be monitoring it, to see how, it goes. But that is done. The services and categories are done.
Now, I can get people, do you recommend I ask people for, because I always ask people for reviews, like when I'm done, if they
yeah.
do a Yelp review, like would that help out a lot?
Yes, so it is important to, so Yelp is quite strict with their reviews, so you're not necessarily like meant to request. You're also not really, so, you know, when people send you a link and stuff, like, and often in that link to a page or Facebook or whatever it might be, there's like tracking to where that came from. So it's best not to send your clients a link to the page, but if you are asking them to leave a review, just ask them to find you on Yelp, and leave feedback there. Now, Yelp does have this thing with reviews that if it's like a review that they, if they suddenly see that you're getting reviews, sometimes they will monitor it and they will not show it on the page immediately until they've verified that person and stuff like that. So it's best not to send a link to anyone to leave a review, but just ask them to leave, ask anyone that if they're a Yelp user and if they don't mind leaving a review once they find you, because you're now on Yelp as well. And what was the other thing I wanted to... Oh, and you can also respond to reviews in the app there as well. But, it does help to have reviews, but it's tricky with Yelp because they want the reviews to come organically. So if you do have somebody that you booked from Yelp, like through the messaging, through a lead, then it will automatically like prompt them to do that. But otherwise, they don't want people just leaving reviews that, because they don't have no way of verifying it. So it's stricter like Google and Facebook and stuff like that, which is in sometimes a good thing, but in other times it can annoy business owners, like when their reviews aren't showing because you suddenly got 10 in one day, then it's probably going to flag that, if that makes sense. But
I got you. So really, I mean, I should, if I get a customer from Yelp, that's the one I should, like, should expect a review, or say, hey, leave me a review,
yes.
You found me on Yelp, like, leave me a review there.
Yeah, yeah. You can even mention it to other clients, like if somebody found you on Google, say, oh, hey, do you use Yelp? Would you mind reviewing us there? We're new to it. We want to get our profile there. But I know some people don't necessarily want to go to Google and Yelp and, you know, to leave the review, but... I just don't want to suggest that you send anyone a Yelp link because that I sent a client a Yelp link last year and he got 5 reviews on it and all of them went because they knew that it was like a they don't want solicitation for reviews basically that's the bottom line there really so
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll, when they were setting up my website, like, I didn't like how it looked with, like, the before pictures.
Oh, okay.
Like, I might just take the before pictures off.
Okay. Let me see here. Just, is that the one that you sent us, all of those pictures that you just sent
yes.
us? Okay. Let me just open the website so I know exactly which page so I can ask the team to update. Just give me a second. Okay, so I'm on your homepage now, right?
Mhm.
So is it on the homepage the before or sorry, I.
I just saw it. Oh, so when I click on biz info and I go to pictures or photos, I can see all those old. Like before pictures, and it's not sorted. Like where you go, it just looks like a random picture.
Wait, okay. Oh, are you talking about on the client dashboard? Are you on the local Splash dashboard?
No, so if you are in the app and at the bottom you go to biz info.
Oh, are you talking about on Yelp now?
Yes, I'm sorry. On Yelp.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you talked about the website. I'm so sorry. Okay, let me just open Yelp quickly. So we can move those, so when you are on photos there, you can actually arrange them to show differently, but so do you want me to actually remove the before ones, or
you
want to
just what do you suggest? Should I just reorganize them? Do you think they'll look better?
Yeah, it would probably be easier for you to reorganize them there, so you know exactly which ones. It is good to have some before ones as well, but I see what you mean about having the after ones first. So you see. Where it says, so if you're on Biz Info and you go to Photos and Video, right, and you press See All,
mm-hmm.
and then there's, it says Choose the Order. Do you see that?
Yeah, so I'm trying to look at it right now. It's just not really doing it. It's like.
Mm. Yeah, to be honest with you, it might be better to do it on a laptop or computer. Because I'm actually trying to get to it on my phone now, and it's now loading. Is yours just blank? Because that's what mine looks like right now.
Right, maybe because I was editing it right there.
Oh yeah, possibly.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay, but yes, if you want to take a look at it, rearranging is usually best. You can do because you know what you want to show first. But if there is something that you want me to change or remove or anything like that, just you can let me know as well.
Okay.
Well, that's great. I don't have anything else. Do you have any other? Oh, so you were referring to Yelp, right? There was nothing wrong with your website, just to confirm.
I need to take a look at it again. I haven't sure, but like they fixed most of the stuff because we talked about it for like an hour.
Okay, got it. Yeah, well, if there is something else, you can just let us know, call or text or email, and then we can have the team work on that as well. And then also just let me know if there's anything on the Yelp page to show or anything on Yelp that you wanted to change as well that you don't know how to or whatever. But, yeah, Yelp is great. You can actually do most things on the Yelp app there, and you can rearrange there to how you fancy it, so that's great. But yeah,
okay.
let me know. And then I'll probably check in with you in a week or so just to see how it's going. And then also as I monitor the campaign, if there's any changes that I think we need to make.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good day, and we'll speak again soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.